WMFO Medford, and this is The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. And that was Eti Ankri from a CD called Putumayo Presents Israel. Nikach Memeni Sod. Okay, and just going to expand upon the announcement I made about the community celebration for Yom HaAtzmaut tonight. It's hosted by Maimonides Kehillah at 34 Pillbrook Road in Brookline. And the doors are open at 5:30. At 6 o'clock, a festive Israeli barbecue dinner. At 6:30, music, Divrei Torah, and Dag Lanot. I don't know what that is. I guess we'll find out. 7:25, Mincha Maariv, co-sponsored by the Adam Street Shul, Beit Sassoon, Sephardic Congregation of Newton, Congregation Bethel Atarath, Israel, Congregation Kedemus Torah Moshe, Congregation Sherry Tefila, Maimonides Kehillah, and Maimonides School and Young Israel of Brookline. Wonderful. So I'm looking forward to joining folks from all those communities in Beth Abraham. All right, so let's see. And we want this one.
Da 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 da.
share a little bit from the 18th Yahrzeit book, Remembrances of Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach from 2012. And this is by Sharon Klein, Music, the Mother Tongue of the Soul. Few things that exist on earth have the power that music has to heal the soul on its deepest level. Music is a universal language given to us by Hashem to draw us not only nearer to Him, but nearer to each other as Jews and as humans. Every culture and religion in the world understands music and uses it to connect people with one another and with the divine. Our tradition is rich with music, from the holy songs in the Torah, from the song at the sea to Devorah and Barak, singing songs of joy and praise to David HaMelech, our most famous and prolific musician, to piyutim sung in the styles of the music from their diaspora countries, to modern-day chazanim. When reading about the relationship between David and King Saul, I realized why I am so grateful to have been blessed with the gift of music. Music is not just for entertaining people at a simcha or for filling the time while sitting in traffic on the way to work. When used for its true purpose, music offers us a profound connection to our deepest selves and purpose. It is a tool which opens in our souls a direct line of communication with the divine. Put down this article and close your eyes for 1 minute. Think of a piece of music that you love and start singing it. How does it make you feel when you sing it? Sing it over and over. Notice how your mood changes. This is what Hashem has given us to heal every sorrow and pain in life. Singing a nigun has a physical effect on our brainwaves. Think about how tired and down in the dumps you may be when you enter the Beit Knesset for Kabbalat Shabbat. You are carrying the weight of the past week on your shoulders and can't imagine how you will be able to open up to the tefillah, to the prayers, because you are so burdened. Then you settle in a bit. You hear Shiru HaLashem, Shir Hadash, Shiru HaLashem, Kol Haaretz. Slowly, your mood changes. The energy in the Beit Knesset changes from that of the weekday to holy energy. As King Saul grew older, his mental condition deteriorated. It is no accident that the servants of Saul HaMelech sought a musician who would be qualified to play before the king to help lift him out of his melancholy. They specifically looked for a musician of character as well as musical prowess. We read, and one of the youths called out and said, I have seen the son of Yishai from Beit Lechem, who knows how to play music. He is of great strength and profound understanding. He is a man of stature, and Hashem is with him, from Shmuel. Time and time again, David soothed Saul with music, and he was able to feel at peace and to sleep. Many of us have seen this happen to our loved ones. We've watched helplessly as they drifted out of reach. We've reluctantly put them in nursing homes. Often, the only thing that brought them back to being the parents or grandparents we once knew was music. It is no accident that our rich musical heritage produced by our beloved Reb Shlomo, whose divinely inspired music is responsible for the return of so many Jewish souls to the faith, is treasured in all walks of Jewish life. I sat beside my mother Frida, of blessed memory, as I watched her pass into the next world. I had the privilege of escorting her beautiful neshama on its journey up to heaven as I serenaded her on my guitar. While this was happening, I clearly felt the presence of angels helping her up. They floated over her body as I played, and I watched them take her. It was one of the most profound and beautiful experiences I have ever had. I must have played for hours without stopping, totally spontaneously. I have no idea what I played, but I know it was the deepest music that I have ever created. My mother was dying before my eyes, and at the same time, I felt God was speaking to me directly, letting me know that she was going to be just fine. It was my mother who instilled the joy of music in me, who gave me those guitar lessons that I struggled over as a kid. I can't thank her enough for making me practice instead of watching TV, and for sitting in the first row at all those talent shows. If you are the parent of young children, the most beautiful gift you can give them is the opportunity to love and play music. I am sure my mother knows that the gift she gave me has been paid forward. Sharon Klein plays the guitar and oud and is a composer. She is an Ola Chadasha who lives in Yerushalayim. How beautiful. Music, the mother tongue of the soul. Sharon Klein, that is just lovely. All right, we'll listen to something from Idan Rachel now. Let's see.
Yeah, money. goldene Paare geflogen, geflogen. Und die Nacht hat geöffnet die goldene Augen. Lichtiger meiner Schlafwein. Die Nacht hat geöffnet die goldene Augen. Bin ich auf Fiedel geworden und du, du Beugen. Um ruhiger meine Schlafwein. Bin ich auf Fiedel geworden und du, und das Glück über uns hat verliebt es ihr Gebäude. Zärtlicher meiner Schlafwein. Das Glück über uns hat verliebt sich geboren. Gelost uns allein und verflogen, verflogen. Treuliger meiner
Malachi, Malachi,
Okay, that was Fortuna, and she was singing Shalom Aleichem off of the Putumayo Presents a Jewish Odyssey. Before that, Chava Alberstein and the Klezmatics, Die Golden Pava, also from that Putumayo Presents a Jewish Odyssey CD. Okay, so as I mentioned, we've been in a fundraising drive mode, so let me share this information with you. If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2023 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu. Under designations, select Arts, Sciences, and Engineering, and then Other. And then you put in WMFO, or alternatively, you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the Donations Drive tab. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform. I think going to the WMFO.org site is probably the easiest way to navigate all of that. So, let's see. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet. Or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. What could it be? Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org. www.org/ladder safety, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. And I do hope some of you will consider contributing, and in the notes section, if you want to, you can mention the voicemobile. That would be very, very sweet. Okay, so let's see what's next. Oh, I went to the orthopedic doctor myself last week. I've had a very strange thing with my left toe, and we didn't know what it was. Did some testing. It wasn't, like I thought it might be gout. I don't know why, but anyway, we did testing. I didn't have any raised levels of crystals, whatever, that would indicate that. Everything was normal. It turns out, from the x-rays and from feeling my toe, it looks like when I stubbed it on the metal bed frame, that I broke it. And the way it healed, so it made it so that there's, like, calcification. And so now I have to order this, like, metal plate to put under as insoles. Just charming. I don't know. It's just one more thing to deal with, but it, you know, it's good to finally know what was really going on. So what else did I want to tell you? I've had some interesting times with my sweet kitty, my kitty Nathaniel. He wasn't doing his business. He would go into the box and wasn't going, and it was, you know, that's very serious. So I had a regular scheduled appointment for him to get his shots, but we got him in earlier and found out that he had, they gave him antibiotics for an infection. And so everything, you know, cleared up, but I had to give him these little kind of injections in his mouth, which is not very fun to do. And so hopefully I'll bring him back in about a week and a half now, that he'll be great. And He was so good today. He let me actually clip his front paws, which is not so easy to do. I had intended to let them do it, but since we had to wait, I thought, well, maybe let me try, because it was getting caught on. You know, those claws are long and sharp, and they do get caught on things. All right, so that's the kitty news. And as I have mentioned previously, the period of time from Passover, the second night of the Seder, until 49 days later, till Shavuos, receiving the law, the Torah, that we're to live by. So this period of time is called the counting of the Omer. And there are 7 weeks and 7 days each week. So it's 49 permutations. Each week has a particular quality associated with it to work on improving yourself. That's the whole idea, to get out of a slave mentality into standing, you know, free at Har Sinai, to receive the law. So this is the week of Tiferet, which the colors are purple and yellow. And the day today is Yesod, intimacy, orange. So orange within purple and yellow. So I have the custom, I've been doing it for probably 15 to 20 years now, of actually wearing the colors. It's quite a fun thing to do. And I guess other people are starting to do it now too. So it's a nice way of kind of absorbing that. So I'm going to share something from a CD that's Lal Shemurim, a collection of prayers for Passover and the Omer counting days. And we're going to listen to one of the prayers in the little service that you have for the Omer counting, Ana B'Koach, by Lieb Waldman. The music is by Shlomo Beinhorn. Okay, and let's see if I have the right one here. Tatir Cerro
Amen, come rinals, rinals, amen, tro. Sage me, mo, sage me. Sage veinu, toha reinu, toha reinu, noho ero. Bore dore shei khot khok bo ba sham reim bore heim to reim to reim to reim rachom Su Tommy come lame Tommy et come lame to the cost of Tommy et come lame Casin coro Kasin kroz pirove tu me kol mahel Mahel, mahel Mahel, 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 mahel Yohachit ki yele yam chupenel
City suspended between heaven and earth, where whispered prayers have carved the stones. This is where Abraham journeyed with Isaac his son. And when David anointed his capital, this was the one.
Yerushalayim,
King Solomon's throne.
Yerushalayim
fills me with love. Stirring amidst a modern nation, gleaming brightly with ancient gold. So hard to explain her incomparable beauty. Hold back tears when you touch her walls. This is where Solomon built our first Beit HaMikdash. While it's sacred to many, it's the holiest site for us.
Yerushalayim,
our sanctified soul.
Yerushalayim,
the Maccabeor.
Yerushalayim,
hear Hamnuyah.
Yerushalayim,
King Solomon's throne.
Yerushalayim
fills me with love. From the western wall to Haratzofim, from Rehavia to Mea Shearim, she's all of our hopes and she's all of our dreams. Yerushalayim, like blossoming flowers on desolate branches, imbued with the spirit of things divine, with shops and schools and places of worship, the tree of life has been revived. This is where prophecy told of an end to our tears. What a wonderful thing to come home after 2,000 years.
Why is it so hard to see? Why can't the rest of the world understand what she means? She's all of our hopes and she's all of our dreams. Yerushalayim, hallelujah.
Ui meshkachech Yerushalayim, tishkach yemini.
She's all of our hopes and she's all of our dreams. Yerushalayim, ah.
Now we find our city embattled. They target buses and cafes, but their bombs will never break our spirit, for this is our heart and we're here to stay.
This is our heart.
This is our heart.
This is our heart. And we're here to stay.
Yerushalayim.
We all need bitachon.
Yerushalayim.
Oh, Yavoh Shalom.
Yerushalayim.
We will never forsake you.
Yerushal Shalom. Yerushalayim.
This is our heart.
לכאוב שבס, לכאוב שבס, לכאוב שבס, לכאוב שבס. מקדשי, מקדשי שבי, כולם יזמרו ויסנגו. המה מקדשי, מקדשי שבי, כולם יזמרו ויסנגו. המה מקדשי, מקדשי שבי, כולם יזמרו ויסנגו. אוי המה מקדשי, מקדשי שבי, כולם יזמרו ויסנגו.
Atayv kilay Chalurach amecha Oyveh amerachem Atayv kilay Kimeyo ilam kivinu
Eitan Katz, yes, Hatov from his Unplugged 2 CD. And before that, you hit a green, Mekadeshay, Mashiach, We Need You, on Adaret Music. Bitachon from Yerushalayim, the song Yerushalayim, Chazak Amenu, We Stand as One, and Hagevetron, the AB Singers, the Hava Nagila melody, and also followed by Hatikva, the national anthem of Israel. Today is Israel's 75th birthday celebration. And Lieb Waldman, that's Anabakoach. Okay, so hey, it's not time travel, it's what is it? Or what is it?
What is it?
What is it? They're going to be taking over the controls in 2 minutes or so. And so happy Independence Day, Israel, and may you go from strength to strength. Might do a little snippet of Chaim David on our way out here. Let's see.
Good Shabbos, good Shabbos. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos. Oy, good Shabbos, good Shabbos, good Shabbos.
Actually, it's Eitan Katz again.
Yeah.